Now let's go through to the rural news in New Zealand. Maya Burry.
Morena, Corin.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Excellent. Now, what is happening out there in rural New Zealand at the moment? It's dry, obviously, but some breeding stags starting to get a little bit pricey.
They sure are. Two Hawke's Bay deer farmers, Jeremy Dearden and Grant Charteris, have set a new record price in the velvet industry. They've paid $102,000 for a velvet breeding stag. Might not get you a deposit on a house in Auckland, but it will do the job in Christchurch for that kind of money. And is a little known industry here in New Zealand, but as well as farming for venison, many deer farmers do harvest antler velvet, and they export it to the lucrative Asian market where it's believed to have healing properties. It's actually ground up and put in health food products and supplements. Believe it or not, some people actually put a sprinkle of it on their smoothie. It's an industry that's been continuing to grow. More velvet's being produced every year, although that is starting to weigh a little bit on prices. Despite that, as this record sale suggests, there's definitely still some confidence in the sector. And Grant Charteris from Central Hawke's Bay told Eric Frickberg the price they paid was certainly high, but it will be worthwhile in the end.
Well, it's not as if we turned up on the day and it was an impulse buy. We knew there was a hefty reserve on it, and we did a lot of planning and how we would make it work effectively if we were the lucky purchasers. And, a lot of thought process has gone into doing it.
Was it a competitive auction?
It was, and it's always going to be competitive with a stag of that calibre.
And how many progeny do you think you'll get from it?
That'll vary from year to year, but we'll both do natural matings to the stag plus extract semen and do an extensive AI program as well. So, yeah.
So you can't give me a rough figure as to how many you get each year?
Oh, if we do it well, we might get up to 150 each year.
Okay, and I guess if you get velvet of the quality that the sire has, it's well worth every cent.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a definite payback in there, and we're in the business ourselves of selling three-year-old sire stags, so winter's progeny start coming through, there's a definite payback there, yeah.
And I guess you took care driving home with your prize afterwards.
He's still to come up on a truck, but he's heavily insured, that's for sure.
That's Grant Charteris, a Hawke's Bay deer farmer.
Stunning. Now, hundreds of New Zealand farmers have put their hands up to offer free accommodation to fire-affected farmers in Australia.
Yeah, those farmers in Australia have had a really hard go at it. Obviously, dealing with droughts hard enough, but then to have to also face bushfires that have been obviously catastrophic. It's been really tough, so perhaps unsurprising that New Zealand farmers have put their hand up to offer some accommodation. This is for Australian farmers and also volunteer fire crew. Essentially, it would be a holiday in New Zealand away from the stress of the bushfires and drought. This is all, I guess, the brainchild of Hawke's Bay farmer Mark Warren, who's also being helped by events organiser from Auckland, Nathan Addis. Mr. Addis has said the response has been phenomenal. Farmers have been rushing to offer their homes to provide stressed Australians with a chance to relax.
We have 640 official response forms offering accommodation and a variety of other services.
And what's the response been like in Australia?
Well, the interest in Australia at the moment has been a trickle because we haven't really raised our flag over there as such in an official capacity. We're all about getting systems and the right organisations involved on the ground floor in New Zealand and then working with their sister organisations in Australia.
So when do you expect you'll get some Aussies over here?
We don't want to put time frames on any of this. Those who have lost need time to be able to plug themselves into the support networks in Australia, as well as individual insurance claims. I still suspect that it would be March, probably, before we see anyone over here.
That's Nathan Addis, and that's all from me for now. We'll have more during Midday Report.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Maya Burry there with the rural news.